York High School. This is Darylyn Zabriskie. I'll be taking a look at your color guard tonight. Wish you the best of luck.
The Weaver Review is brought to present drum major Kirsten Dupay.
Oh. I think we missed that moment, but it's going to be really nice if we get the announcement timed right. Yeah, really nice moment as we move across the floor there. Really watch just a few little individual timings. You're in a close block, so really make sure you're paying attention to where your checkpoints are, ladies. Yeah, nice moment, nice opening statement. Thank you. Really make sure that you set yourself up for a successful catch. Weapons, you got to check your release point on that. Rely on your technique. Watching the flags in the back. Nice AB work there. That was working nicely. Rifles, really watch that as that comes around. That's got to be timed right. I really like the use of the dresses to create effect. It's working really well. And I really like the color of the uniforms. It's standing out really nicely against the band uniform. Right now it's working really well. Just make sure that your spacing stays nice. Really make sure that you're maintaining that spatial awareness. With that bright blue uniform, you're going to stand out. Nice tension being created in the back with the flags dual part. Okay, really watch front ensemble. We're looking at the rifles. Really pay attention to detail with that body underneath the equipment. Make sure that that's working well and that achievement level's not quite where it needs to be. Just a few individual tears within our saber line. Really make sure that you're paying attention to the responsibility you have within your team, within your group. Make sure that you are achieving your responsibilities that have been given to you. And I like the variety and texture as we go back to the prop in the back. It's hard to see those girls through the white. I'm not sure if that's where that prop will stay. I'm sure it's in its early stages. But it was a little hard to see those girls through. I could see them, but I couldn't see really what they were doing with their upper bodies at all. They were a little bit covered or muted by that prop as they came through it. Oh, I'm missing those notes. I'm missing those. I had that da, 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 da. I didn't see that. I heard it. I didn't see it. Maybe look at something that you can do within that equipment book that will really emphasize that musical note there.
On a field of dandelions, you can either see hundreds of weeds or thousands of opportunities.
Dandelions are cute. I like them. Okay, but again, it's not a normal piece of equipment, so I think we're out of our comfort zone because I have a lot of variety between performer to performer. Not quite uniform when we're spinning, I guess we call spinning those. It's a cool prop. Make sure that we're staying consistent with it. Yeah, just a few individual equipment tears. Did I tell you how much I like the blue dresses? Oh, timing. Pay attention. Is this supposed to be? Okay. I saw where that was going at the end. I saw that that was kind of a ripple moment there. I think that might be cooler if they were all just kind of swinging them around like they were blowing in the wind. That might be kind of a cool, instead of having that so staged with those dandelions. Little bit of a disconnect. disconnect color guard stage one as to... I didn't even notice my performer coming across through the solo, so it's just a little bit of a focus issue there. Nice resolution. Can they blow? Blow. We just heard the wind blow. Make them blow. Give them a little bit of life. I feel like they're lacking just a little bit of life. And we're all holding them a little bit different, so really take a little look at that. And again, blow. They can blow. Let them blow. A lot. Let them blow. Make it obvious. A little bit of a missed opportunity, I think, with the dandelions. Just a little. You can fix that. A long time, and we're losing a little bit of our vocabulary because we don't have enough things to do with them that's new and different. I really like the concept. I wonder if there's any way we can get rid of them a little bit sooner. And the sheer movement and velocity of the uniforms creating effect is when I have people running around the back, so make sure that that's intentional. I'm sure that we're incomplete, but my two groups that aren't doing much, they can play more with those dresses. They're coming forward, maybe just a little bit of scatter work, if you will. Nice. Yeah, again, the dresses as they run create an effect in and of themselves, which is really nice, working well. Really like the big double swing flags. Is there any way she can have a dandelion? Or something? I don't know. Nice, full field coverage here. Really make sure you're paying attention with those double swing flags as to where your wrists are going, ladies. We have a lot of different looks as to pitches and velocity because our wrists aren't doing the same thing. Yeah, guys, nice show. Just a few little timing tears, a few excellence issues within a weapon line. You guys are going to take care of that. You'll be fine. The dandelions were there too long. I don't know if we can fix that or if we can't. I don't know. I felt like they had them a really long time. And then there were times when we heard the wind and we could see them over there. I felt like we need to give them a little bit more life. They were a little lifeless, which kind of made them turn into, they looked a little bit like parasols instead of umbrellas. So maybe give those a little bit of life as you're playing with those. Put a little bit of vocabulary on top of that. I think just the mere act of waving those is going to help that effect a little bit. Anyway, love the dresses. Think it's cool. Think it's a great place in the season. So best of luck. Thanks, guys.